Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And it's Friday, which means we take some time to dive beneath the headlines on one of the major stories of the week. And this week, we are going to dig into ballot question 4 with an informal debate. Today's conversation is hosted by WBUR, the Boston Globe, and WCVB. And there are several ways you can follow it. Aside from listening on 90.9 WBUR, we're also broadcasting a video feed of today's event. You could go to WBUR.org, BostonGlobe.com, or WCVB.com to watch that. So here in the studio, representing the yes side of question 4, State Senator Brendan Crighton. Senator, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And representing the no side of question 4, former State Senator Dean Tran. Dean Tran, welcome to you as well.
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Viva Van Der Dee. So I'm going to set the table quickly here. Question 4 deals with an existing law that would allow immigrants in Massachusetts who do not have legal status to obtain a driver's license to get one. And that was passed in June, goes into effect next summer. It was passed over Governor Baker's veto. The state legislature overrode it. Again, not yet gone into effect. A yes vote would keep the law on the books and allow people who do not have legal status to obtain a license. A no vote would repeal the law.
Correct.
Okay, so we're going to get started. And I'm going to do this a little differently. I'm going to, having gone through the arguments, we're going to kind of go by categories. We're going to start with safety. Then we're going to go to immigration, and then we're going to go to administration. And I'm going to ask you to try to kind of stay in those buckets with me as we go. So starting with safety, State Senator Crighton, why do you feel this law makes driving safer?
I think this is a common sense law, again, that would require all drivers on the roads to follow the same set of rules. So that means when you're earning a driver's license, you need to take a road test, take a vision test, you need to get insurance. You are earning this driver's license. And again, I drive my kids to school every day, ages 7 and 3. I want to make sure that every other car on that road has gone through the proper channels, has gotten it the right way, has shown documentation, has proven who they are, and that they are insured. So we've seen in 17 other states big improvements to public safety, less uninsured drivers and less accidents. Again, it was overwhelmingly passed in the legislature. We were able to override the veto. And this is about safer roads. It's something law enforcement has supported, from our DAs to our sheriffs to our Major Cities Chiefs Association, which endorsed the law. Those are the folks on the front lines, in terms of public safety, and certainly want to trust in their judgment and support yes on 4 for safer roads.
Okay, Brendan Crighton, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's 16 states in the District of Columbia.
So 17 have passed. Rhode Island also had passed it, but it's not yet in effect. It's hard keeping up. But again, this isn't new. This has been around for 20 years. Massachusetts has got to see how it's worked and been a success in other communities. So certainly not leaders on this. It's time for us to catch up with those other states.
So your response on that safety argument, Dean Tran?
Well, thank you very much for that question. Even though there's 16 states that have passed this existing law that is in the books right now, but it has not been implemented, that doesn't mean that 16 people jump off the bridge and I'm going to jump off the bridge with them. I was a ranking member on the Transportation Committee when I was in the state Senate, and this bill came into light when I was on that committee. I was involved in the debate as well as the discussions and questioning of the bill. That bill did not pass the committee in 2019, but it came out of committee this year. Now, I questioned a lot of people during that time. We had people that been living in this state over 20, 25 years and didn't even speak a word of English. This is not this bill and this law is not about public safety, nor is it about driving. It's about skirting and circumventing the immigration law. And once we proceed further into this debate, I'm going to lay out the grounds to support what I just said.
Okay. But I want to come back to this now because we will. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the immigration safety. Yeah. So is there some aspect from a public safety standpoint of this law that you see as the equivalent of jumping off a bridge?
Oh, when I was serving in the state Senate, there was absolutely no data to support that passing this law will make the road safe. The argument that the Police Chief Association is supporting this, when I was in the state Senate, they supported the idea of providing identification. Not they did not want to get involved with the driving issue.
But now we've seen hit and run data across the states that have implemented it, and it's gone down.
Which data is that?
A Harvard University study showing data hit and run accidents have gone down in the 16 states that have implemented.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rate of hit and run may have gone down, but the rate of accidents have gone up.
So what about that, Brendan?
So that's a trade-off.
First, I just need to correct the record. So it did come out of committee last session as well. So the committee you were on did vote favorably to get out of committee. I would say the data, as you said, it has not been refuted at all to this point. I mean, it's facts. These are hit-and-run accidents. These are also uninsured drivers.
Okay, but I do want to push on that because yeah. I will tell you that in looking at that hit-and-run data, my assumption is what's gone down is the run. Is there any data that shows that what's gone down is the hit?
Absolutely not. When I was in the state Senate, there was no data to support this argument that this bill is public safety issue.
All right, so pick it up.
I would say we have law enforcement supporting us for the exact reasons that I just laid out. There is data on that. I understand there is a hit and run component, but look at the uninsured drivers. I mean, accidents across the country have gone up generally, and that's a major issue. But when you look at these 16 states and shortly after they've implemented it, from Connecticut to California, you look at New Mexico and Utah, 80 and 60% decrease in uninsured drivers. That makes safer roads for all of us, and that's why we have the support from law enforcement. We had the support because we worked closely with them to build this law.
Let me touch on the point that the senator mentioned about the law enforcement support of this bill. Now, granted that you have the Police Chief Association supporting this in terms of having identification, but the police unions do not support this. So let's make that clear.
I mean, which unions are you talking about? Local police departments? I am unaware. When we've had hearings on this bill, we have not had opposition come out from law enforcement. So I'm curious who.
Well, my time in the state senate when I spoke to.
Oh, right now though, you've been out of the senate for a while. Which groups are not supporting this? Particularly,
Which unions have taken a vote? Which unions are not going to put any law enforcement unions on there.
So then we're going to put a pause in this. So what we can stipulate at this moment is that we know, for example, the State Association of Chiefs of Police does support this.
So the major city chiefs, just to be clear and fair.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. The major city chiefs, which is cities over 40,000. Dean Tran, you are arguing that there are local unions, but not naming those
Correct.
Unions. We're back on safety here. Identification comes up in the immigration section of this.
But we have to make sure and identify what components of this bill that the Police Chief Association support.
They support the entire law.
They support the identification part of the bill.
No, they support the law. They're on record. They have voted unanimously, and I was there at the table with them, unanimously. They were crucial to getting this bill a compromise, which you don't hear that often in government, but a compromise has worked. They have give their full support to our bill.
So I'm going to put a pin in that one, and we're going to come back to safety for just a minute. I'm going to ask two additional questions. First, Brendan Crichton, you've said, so Dean Tran said accidents have gone up. I said, what about the hit side? You said, well, accidents have gone up across the board. Are you aware of data either way that indicates whether the increase in accidents in the last few years correlate in the 16 states that have passed this law and implemented it, correlate with the increase in drivers on the road through increased driver's license access?
Unfortunately, there's serious accidents across the country in all states. So if you want to point to accident data, you know, it varies state to state. There's no correlation whatsoever with states that have passed it that accidents have increased. In fact, they've decreased, and that's what we've seen. So there is data there. The mass budget, as well as you referenced the Harvard study. Believe me, we've been working on this for quite some time. We've looked for holes in our arguments. We can't find any data, nor will any states say that this has gone the bad way. Otherwise, it would.
So, Dean Tran, the ID and licensing, the ID piece aside, do you take issue with the idea that drivers who have been tested, are insured, and have been certified as licensed drivers would increase safety on the roads versus people driving without testing, certification, and licensure?
Look, I have no issue with if you're an American citizen in this country, and if you're of legal age to be licensed, then of course you can go through all the course of achieving the driver's license, but now going back to the data that we're talking about, just because we have some data that has shown that hit and run rates have gone down, it doesn't necessarily correlate to illegal immigrants getting driver's license.
Okay, so I'm gonna reset us here. You're listening to a debate on ballot question four, one of four ballot questions that Massachusetts voters will weigh in on in this election cycle. Question four deals with an existing law that would allow immigrants in Massachusetts who do not have legal status to obtain a driver's license. And to be clear, a yes vote would keep the law on the books and allow those folks to get a license. A no vote on question four would repeal the law. Here with us representing the yes side is State Senator Brendan Crighton, and representing the no side is former State Senator Dean Tran. Our conversation is brought to you by WBUR, the Boston Globe, and WCVB. And in addition to listening here on WBUR 90.9 FM, you can watch a video stream. WBUR.org, BostonGlobe.com, or WCVB.com carry that. So now we are going to move into the question of immigration in this law. All right. There are some questions about immigration, authority, legitimacy at play here. Senator Crighton, one of the arguments that the no side has made is that allowing folks who are here but who do not have legal status to obtain a license legitimizes their presence here. What is your response to that?
So this bill has nothing to do with immigration. I appreciate you raising it as a topic, but I will say that here in Massachusetts, in the state legislature, and our voters will have a chance to vote as well, not on immigration policy. That is a federal matter. That is for Congress. I will not dispute that we've had a broken immigration system for most of my lifetime, if not all of it. We don't have control over that here. What we do have control over is making our roads safe for everybody. And again, that's why we worked with law enforcement to fine-tune the documentation, as well as the steps to get folks registered, to get them, you know, having taken a test, having gotten insurance. Again, this is a public safety issue. This is not an immigration issue. We don't have authority over it.
Let me just stay with you, and then I'm going to come back to the authority thing, but I'm going to stay with you for a second. So this week, Evan Horowitz, who's the executive director of the Center for State Policy Analysis at the Tisch College of Civic Life at Tufts, produced a report on question four. It was a pretty down-the-line analysis, right? I would argue a pretty nonpartisan report. And he did raise the fact that whether formal or informal, there is a sense that providing licensure, driver's licenses, does confer some level of legitimacy. So that's an independent report. Your response to that?
I mean, it's the legitimacy argument doesn't matter. Folks are interested in coming to Massachusetts is because of our institutions of higher education, our workforce opportunities, because it's a beautiful place to raise a family. Again, having a license gives you the ability to drive a car. You have proven, you have earned that. It has nothing to do with your citizenship status. It already doesn't. We have plenty of folks that aren't citizens here in the Commonwealth, whether green card holders, DACA recipients, TPS recipients, visa, you know, work visas, student visas. They all can drive a car because they can all earn a license. Because it has nothing to do with your citizenship.
All right. So, Dean Tran, I'm going to turn to you. I'm going to pick up this thread of the purview of the federal government around immigration status versus purviews of the state government. One of the arguments that the no side, which you represent, has raised is the state just doesn't have legal authority to do this because it affects immigration status. Brendan Crighton has just said it doesn't. It's just about driving a car. Your response.
Look, there's one thing that we, all three of us, agree on is that immigration law is a federal issue. But this law here, allowing driver's license to illegal immigrants is a way to skirt and circumvent the federal immigration law. Now we have something in place in the books, and it's the MGL Chapter 90. And most of us know that Chapter 90 is about funding roads and bridges and so forth. But there are other provisions within Chapter 90 that address this. And Section 8 of Chapter 90. One of the things that it says is that no license of any type may be issued to any person who does not have lawful presence in the United States.
So what
now,
about that, Brendan?
Let me continue on that part. Now, the legislature took it upon it themselves and completely rewrote that section and added language that would...
I'll give you a response. Yeah, go ahead.
And then we placed it with shall be eligible for Massachusetts license to operate a motor vehicle as long as they provide satisfactory proof of registrar of their identity, date of birth, and Massachusetts residency. Now, that proof can be anything. There's a list full of things, including a marriage certificate, a divorce decree.
One has to have a picture, consular ID, or passport. That's not anything. Those are pretty solid IDs.
But here's to the point again. If this is just about public safety and if it's just about driving, then let's make it so. Let's make it so. Let's make a distinction between the licenses. One of the things that I don't know about you, but my license, I have an M on it. That would signify that I ride a motorcycle. I have a heart that signify that I'm a donor. let's make a distinction with the driver's license. And the legislature denied an amendment to do so.
Okay, let's turn back to Brendan.
So, I mean, I have to correct the facts, and you already did to a certain degree. Obviously, we worked with law enforcement to find the strongest possible documentation. So that'd be a passport or a consular ID and additional documentation, which he needs. So it's just not accurate to say there, you know, it's not stringent. It's as stringent as you can be. And law enforcement, who we worked with, believe so, and I trust their judgment.
I do want to clarify for listeners that also the law states no access to a real ID, which is the one that's coming at the federal level.
So in Massachusetts, no, that's a great point. In Massachusetts, we have two forms of ID. We have a real ID, which would allow you to get in federal buildings as well as to fly on a plane. And we have a standard driver's license. Many folks just choose to get the standard. We would just simply allow folks without legal status to earn a standard driver's license. There's no need to make any indications otherwise. They are able to drive. That is what a standard driver's license gives you the ability to do.
But also in Massachusetts, you do not need a real ID in order to register to vote, as well as
you don't need
a real ID to get access to all the benefits afforded to all the American citizens. Now, all you need is a driver's license in the state.
Okay, so
can I rebuttal on that, please?
Yes, but let me comb this out clear what you're rebutting.
Yep.
So part of your argument is that in Massachusetts, one does not need a real ID to access services. Any driver's license will do. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
Now, is that what you want to rebut?
I wanted to rebut the voting piece, but also that. So I would say that—
and then we'll do the voting piece.
So this gives you no additional benefits. Your ID does not get you access to benefits. It doesn't give you access to citizenship, and it doesn't allow you to vote. You have to be a citizen of 18 years to register to vote. And this, I will agree with this point that you don't need a real ID to register to vote. You do not need a driver's license to register to vote. So it's a moot argument.
Voter registration then moves us into, I'm mindful of time, and so I'm running a little roughshod here. We're having a conversation about question four, which has to do with access to driver's license for people without legal status. State Senator Brendan Crighton is on the yes side, which would keep the law in place. Former State Senator Dean Tran is on the no side, which would revoke the law. We're going to move into administration here, because this question of voter ID seems to hinge on both sides over whether the RMV can effectively keep people from automatically being registered to vote if they obtain a driver's license. Is that the argument on the no side, Dean Tran?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the argument. And that is, you know, the RMV is a debacle right now. Unless it has changed since the last 2 years that I left the Senate, they do not have the resources, nor do they have the expertise to do this or implement this law. Unless things has changed in the last 2 years, I know that if you acquired a license to drive or renew your license, you have an option to register to vote. Now, why not build a law that says, okay, let's just make this driving only? But the legislature did not do that because they want to provide a way.
No, the law says that you specifically can't, that this does not qualify you to register to vote. That's what the law says.
But currently at the RMV, when you get your license, you automatically register to vote.
All right, let's
You have to opt out.
Less than a minute here.
So I'll try to go quick. So that's not true. Automatic voter registration is a bit of a misnomer, so I can understand why people would misunderstand it. You are not automatically registered to vote when you get a driver's license. They check to see if you are a citizen first. They do the same at MassHealth. This argument from their side has been debunked again and again and again. We already have many non-citizens, DACA recipients, TPS, green card holders, et cetera, that already have driver's licenses, yet they are not registered to vote because there is a safeguard system already in place.
Okay, so we're going to stop there, and I'm going to give you like two sentences each. Dean Tran, you first. Summarize your argument, 2 to 3 sentences.
First of all, this is not a public safety issue, nor is it a driving issue. It's about skirting the immigration law, allowing people to vote and having access to the benefits that the American citizens have. This currently costs the state of Massachusetts $2.5 billion to provide benefits to illegal immigrants, and this is going to make it worse.
Okay.
And I mean, that's just a hateful thing to say and really disrespect. It's not true. This is nothing to do with benefits. It has nothing to do with voting. It has nothing to do with citizenship. It has to do with safer roads. And when families are out on the road, they should know that every other driver has earned a driver's license, has shown documentation, has passed a road test, and has gotten insurance. It's for safer roads. and it's supported by law enforcement.
Let's just driving.
And that concludes our debate on question four. Thanks to State Senator Brendan Crighton and former State Senator Dean Tran for joining us. Thanks to both of you. Today's debate was brought to you by WBUR, the Boston Globe, and WCVB. And you can watch today's entire conversation on our website at radioboston.org. Next week, we will bring you a debate on ballot question one, also known as the millionaire's tax. And don't forget to vote on Tuesday, November 8th. Gentlemen, thank you again for today.